It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We are presently studying dispensation number 9 that's found in the Word of God. Dispensation number 9 is eternity future. Well, God has always had a plan, and eternity is what we're looking at between the dispensation of the millennium and the dispensation of eternity future. The earth is to be renovated by fire. And this renovation is described in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 6 through 7, and verses 10 and through 13. Let's read those. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Of course, the earth that stood out of water is overflowed with water. That's speaking of Noah's time. But we keep reading, and we see in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, it says this, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." And when we read about this, we're reading about the judgment of God that's coming. The judgment of God, the Lord, the day of the Lord. It says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." Well, the earth, as a planet, is not going to be destroyed. The exterior, surface, and interior is to be burned as to purify from any evidence of sin. This has to be. All poisonous and obnoxious plant growths, diseases, and pests that sin has produced will be burned away. The heavens, that's the earth's atmosphere, shall pass away with a great noise, like an explosion of gas. A new purified atmosphere, this is a new heaven, will take the place of the old. I remind you that this is not speaking of the destruction of God's home. This is speaking of heaven around us, the heavens that surround us, the first heaven above us, the second heaven, that is the moon, stars, and the third heaven is God's abode. Well, God's abode is not going to be destroyed. We're going to see a new purified atmosphere around us, a new heaven. It will take the place of the old. And this new atmosphere will be free from all disease, germs, and evil spirits and destructive agencies. Remember, we're taught right now that the devil is the prince and the power of the air. And we're going to read a verse, Ephesians 6, 2, in just a moment. But the new atmosphere is going to be free from him, free from all evil spirits. And note concerning the earth's atmosphere now. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Again, that's Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Just as the beginning, Alpha, of the church age, the Omega, or end, of the earth age will happen. Alpha, the beginning, Omega, the end, with the surrender of the perfect kingdom to the Father. And we see that time shall be no more. In other words, eternity future where time is not a factor. Remember, in the millennium, we studied how that there's going to be 1,000 years of peace. There's going to be a theocracy there. Jesus Christ is going to be the king. He's going to be the ruler. People can still be saved during that time, because there will be people coming out of the tribulation who are saved going into the millennium, and they will have children who, at that time, they will have to make a decision. These children will grow up, and they will have to make a decision as to whether or not to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, just as you and I. Some of them will, and some of them won't follow him. And those who do not, once again, at the end of the millennium, they will come against the Lord, and they will be destroyed. They will be cast into the lake of fire. Right now, we're looking around, and we look at the book of Revelation, and John says that the devil, the beast, and false prophet will be tormented day and night forever and ever, according to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, and that the servants of God shall reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 5 says that. Well, you and I will be there, but we will have new bodies. We're going to be changed when we leave the church age, when we leave this life. We're going to be changed. Now, we're going to leave it one way or the other. Either the breath of life is going to leave the body, and we're going to be with the Lord, or Jesus is going to come back and say, come up hither, and we're going to be with the Lord. It makes no difference when it happens. It's going to happen that we will be with the Lord. So we need to be joyful in our service for the Lord. Keep serving him until he comes. Well, we do not know the full plan of God or everything eternity future holds. But if we are his, we will live to know and possibly take part in the development of God's plans and purposes in eternity future. We're going to be with him. What we do know is that we are but in the beginning of things. And as concerning the ages, eternity is still young. And we can say this, that eternity always has been. God always has been. He's in eternity. And so eternity simply continues as we speak of the new eternity or eternity future. Well, eternity, the last dispensation. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. The fullness of times, when Jesus is here, when the earth is filled with goodness, no sin, no death, no crying. The Bible teaches us that God is going to wipe away all tears. And I believe that is from man's eyes. No more death, no more crying, no more sin, no more sickness. And at that time, during eternity future, the tears will be wiped away. Behold, all things become new. Well, notice in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 6, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. We have no need of time in eternity. Eternity is not governed by time. Now, I've said in a previous study that the New Jerusalem is going to have light constantly because the Son of God is there and God is there. And God provides the light. It'll never go out in the city. But I believe that on the earth around New Jerusalem, there's going to be a need of a sun. The Bible doesn't say that there'll not be a sun and a moon and stars that are there. I believe there will be day and night on this earth. But there'll never be night in this new city of Jerusalem. Well, will there be humans on the earth? I've been talking about this. Of course, yes, there's going to be humans on this earth. There will be flesh and blood and bone, humans living on the new earth. Well, why will there be humans on the new earth? We see God promised that there would be. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13, it says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Well, God made a promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 7. It says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 7 says that. And this covenant that God made, this promise from God, depends upon God and not man. Genesis chapter 15 verse 17 says, and it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, this is when God made the promise to Abraham, when it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Now keep in mind that God made this covenant. There was no condition placed upon this covenant that God made with Abraham. The Lord made the covenant without any conditions. Abraham didn't have to do anything for this covenant to come to pass. God said, I'm going to do this. Your people are going to have the land that has been promised to them. And once again, not only will the Jewish people be here, but we will be here. That, I'm speaking of humans. Now, we're going to be in new bodies. We're going to be around. We're going to have things to do, and we're going to continue to learn the things of God, I believe. We're not just going to sit around twiddling our thumbs, but we're going to have things to do. We're going to be with our Lord. Well, God made the promise to Abraham, and he also made the promise to Jacob. And in Jeremiah 31, verse 31 through 34, it says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. Remember, they were in Egypt for 400 years. And he goes on to say here in the word, that which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Human beings upon this earth, because God has promised it. Now, once again, the humans who are living there are not only going to be those Israelites, those people, God's people, but it's going to be nations. Human beings other than the Jewish people will be upon this earth because God has promised it in his word. And next time we'll pick up with Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7 through 13. And God bless you as you study his word. Get into the book and let God lead and guide you through his word. Get saved and know him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.